Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So really quickly, I want to open with something that I kind of discovered over the weekend. So I had a patient who was taking care of a family member who was dying of cancer. They had called in for a telemedicine visit. You know, so at the end, you know, I said, look, you know, I'm going to pray for your mom. And I, you know, I'll pray for patients. I'll tell patients I'll pray for them. And, you know, it's just in case my medicine isn't good enough, I'm going to, you know, get some help from the big guy there. And what was very interesting about this time, and I've said it so often, that usually, you know, people just go, thank you, you know, I'll pray too, wonderful. This was the first time where somebody said, I can't pray. And I'm like, oh, okay, I hope I didn't insult them, I didn't insult, you know. And so I asked, you know, oh, okay, you know, why can't you pray? That's okay, that's okay. And the person said, because I don't know how. And it was a younger individual, maybe Gen Z, young millennial. And I'm like, well, do I teach this person how to pray? Now, mind you, I am no biblical scholar. I know people got really shocked by that, but no, I'm not. And I am not the most pious. And so I, you know, how I pray between you and me is I start out by going, you know, dear God. You know, you always want to address, you have your salutation, and, you know, just like you would do with a form letter. And then the first thing I do is I start apologizing for everything. You don't want to start asking God for stuff until you butter him up. So I start apologizing, saying, you know, I'm sorry I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. I'm not very good at this. I haven't really been doing this. You know, I had an Egg McMuffin the other day, you know. And unfortunately, though, by the time I finish apologizing, I completely forget what I was asking him for. So, you know, my prayers are usually the I'm sorry's or the confessions or the my bad. But I will, if I do remember on a rare day what I actually am asking the Lord for, a better memory. I'll ask the Lord for a better memory. But, you know, I'll ask him, but I won't ask God for something that's selfish. I won't say, look, you know, I want a raise. I won't do that. I will ask God to allow me to have the ability to better take care of my family. So you see how you do it, you kind of reword it, okay? You know, yeah, because if I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to pray for a raise. You don't pray for a raise. You know, I don't pray for money. But, you know, I'm a little worried about the inflation. I'm worried about the recession. I'm worried about how, you know, I'm going to support the family. And I, you know, please give me strength during this time, whether it's financial strength, whether it's emotional strength. Please give me strength during this time to support my family because we're in for a rough, you know, a rough road ahead. All right, and then I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then all I do is thank them. And then I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. And then I close it off with one final thank you. Now, I can't teach patients to do this, okay? There's not enough time in the day. And maybe my way of praying is not the right way of praying. But the one thing I am picking up on is, you know how you hear all these headlines that the younger individuals are more atheist, or they're agnostic, or they're, you know, not accepting of religion, or they're less religious. And many people think, well, it's because they're lazy. Religion takes a lot of work. It does, but I don't know if it's a laziness issue. I think people are afraid. The reason why this patient asked me, how do I pray, is because they didn't want to do it wrong. There's this sentiment and this fear that once you call God, all right, and you know he's on the other line, you can't mess up. And I think a lot of people that aren't religious do believe in God. It just, it scares them. I mean, I read the Bible. When you read the Old Testament, this person got smitten, smote. You know, and you're reading and you're like, okay, well, the person did that and that was bad, but then he got smote. Okay, and you're like, oh, man, well, I don't want to be smitten and smote or smited. And you're like, oh, gosh. And so maybe people have that fear. You know, maybe people fear that if they do it wrong, then God could get mad at them. So it's better to just lay low and fly under the radar. Now, to me, God knows everything. God knows, and he'll see anyway. But I wonder if that's what's happening when the average person thinks they're already kind of waking up. You know, the omnipotent Lord. Because I want to use a sleeping giant analogy, they think now they're being watched. Now they could do something wrong, and people fear religion. You know, now, you know, Christianity, I mean, Jesus loves you, Jesus forgives you, Jesus died for your sins. So it's a less fearful sort of approach to religion. I mean, Judaism also has a lot of forgiveness and atoning. And, you know, God loves us. But when you do read the Bible and when you do, you know, read what happens, and I mean, look what happened to Jesus. That scares people. And so many individuals have seen, especially if they read history, that if you were associated with a religion, you could be killed as well. I mean, look what happened to the Jews. Just being Jewish got you tortured, raped, experimented on, and murdered. So we wonder why the average young person is like, maybe I'll pass on that and I'll just watch some Netflix. So I think, you know, our approach to religion, we aren't going to change religion. Religion is the way it is, and I don't really suggest us, you know, rewriting anything. This is what it is. But maybe, you know, people look at things a certain way and they're more reluctant because they don't look at it as it gives you spirituality, it gives you hope, it gives you strength, it guides you, gives you guidance. They look at it as, you know, they could be on the poop list, right? Or Santa's naughty list. So it's a thought, and I that's what I think might be going on with today's youth. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this has been something that has been discussed since the launch of the vaccines. And when the vaccines first came out for COVID, the COVID vaccines, we're not going to talk about the polio vaccines right now, but when the first COVID vaccines came out at the end of 2020, early 2021, there was a lot of fainting, there was some anaphylaxis, and there was a lot of concern, and there was a lot of fear, and there was a lot of hesitancy. And so early on, public officials said, guys, come on, calm it down. The more anxious you are, the more you'll have a side effect. You're going to be thinking about a side effect. So if you think about a side effect, it's going to happen. And I'm like, not entirely. Okay, they're right and wrong. But if somebody goes into anaphylaxis, that's not really a nocebo or placebo effect. All right? Someone's going into anaphylaxis, that's anaphylaxis. But the fainting could be because of anxiety. You know, when people are being told, look, you are going to be really achy after your shot, you might feel achy because you're thinking about it. So I see both sides, but I want everyone to be very careful with this next headline because it could be misinterpreted. So there was a study done in Israel that was looking at some of the side effects of the COVID vaccine. And this is a peer-reviewed study. What they did is they quizzed 750 Israelis on vaccine attitudes and the symptoms they got post-vaccine. They found the more hesitant people were taken about the vaccine, the more they felt side effects, which is a nocebo effect. It's the opposite of placebo, where rather than expecting positive effects from a dummy pill during a study, going, well, I'm taking a pill, so it's going to work. It's the opposite. You're expecting something bad to happen to you, so you have a negative effect. So researchers wrote that a quantifiable and meaningful portion of COVID-19 vaccine side effects is predicted by vaccine hesitancy. They said that shows a psychosomatic nocebo component in vaccinated individuals. Now, this study is going to be published in Scientific Reports. It was done in collaboration with Bar Ilan University and University of Haifa and Ariel University and the UK's Warwick University. Basically, 750 Israelis got 60 questions about their vaccine hesitancy and then their side effects. Now, here's the thing. The side effects, I don't have a list of all the side effects that were reported and those who were hesitant. But oftentimes our mind does play a role in how we perceive something. So for example, if I give somebody a cholesterol medication like a statin, and I say, look, I need you to tell me if you get muscle aches. The second you get muscle aches, you need to tell me because that could be a serious side effect. Well, now they're going to be watching for it. Did I get a muscle ache? Yet, man, I woke up today with the cats and the dogs, you know, forcing me to be in a contorted position, and I'm achy. I don't take cholesterol medication. But if I had heard my doctor say, look, if you're achy, you need to tell me. And then they're like, well, I'm achy now. Your mind starts to, you know, run with it. So what we need to do with this, and I know people are like, okay, well, that study is just going to start making a bunch of mayhem because now people aren't going to believe you if you have a side effect. They're going to say you're a hypochondriac and it's all psychosomatic. Not entirely. There's some good that could come of this. But we need to really be honest about some of these side effects. When I got my bivalent COVID vaccine, all right, I got it at the same time as the flu vaccine. Now, some of you are like, why the hell would you do that? And I'm like, because I wanted to get rid of that nocebo effect. All right? I always get achy with the flu shot. I kind of know what happens to me when I get the flu vaccine. I also didn't want to wait, you know, because it was a really long line to get the vaccine, even though I had an appointment at the pharmacy. But I also wanted to get rid of that, okay, what just happened? What do I have to watch out for? Because every time I've gotten the flu vaccine so many times that I'm used to it. I get a little sore, it's done. So I wanted to kind of have that same attitude and just act like I just went in for my flu vaccine when I got my COVID bivalent vaccine. Well, then, about a week or two later, I start thinking I'm having a heart issue. And I had some really bad chest pain. And then I had some major arm pain left and swollen lymph nodes. And that's when I told you guys, don't get your shot on the left side because you're going to be thinking it's cardiac. Maybe get it on the right, even though right-sided chest pain and right-sided arm pain could still be cardiac. More of the time that could be left. And then I had to put off my mammogram. Now, putting off my mammogram because I had breast swelling and underarm swelling and chest pain, that wasn't psychosomatic. I was going about my life fine a couple weeks later, and all of a sudden in October, I'm like, what the hell is going on with me? And then I had to remind myself, wait a second, I had the vaccine. So This is going to be something that is frustrating the average population, because I think nobody's listening to them, and nobody's listening that there could be vaccine side effects, and nobody is being taken seriously. And I'm telling you right now, you know, their public officials should take it seriously, and nobody should say it's psychosomatic. But in terms of being achy, being a little feverish, your arm being a little sore, even though those can be listed as side effects, those aren't serious side effects. But if something serious is happening, like you're having chest pain, get it checked out. If you're having, you know, underarm swelling, still get it checked out. Even though that's a side effect of the COVID vaccine, how can I rule out cancer? How can I rule out a lymphadenitis or other forms of lymphadenopathy that could come from something else going on? So I would say with the psychosomatic complaints, those are usually in the minor category. Now, your mind does play tricks on you. All right, when I try to teach people how to lose weight, which I need to follow myself, I'm like, look, you know, the second you feel hungry, stop and ask, is this an appetite thing or am I really hungry? Think about when the last time you ate. If you had something to eat 2 hours ago, you're not hungry. You're not starving. Now, you might be malnourished if you ate crap, if you had sugar. But if you ate something healthy, you will make it to dinner time. Now, I don't mind people, you know, nibbling every couple hours on a small snack, maybe some nuts, maybe a vegetable stick, things like that. But are you really that hungry? When you go to, I mean, don't go to a buffet, but if you're at a buffet, are you really going to eat all that food? When the size of your stomach is a little bigger than your hand, are you really going to eat that whole plate of food? So for those people that are concerned that they're not being heard, if you have a side effect to a vaccine, have it reported on VAERS. If you do notice, though, that you're working yourself up and that every single ache you're starting to attribute to that, you might want to sit down with your medical provider to kind of filter and sift that through. But do not underestimate the power of the mind that when it comes to illness. You know, we talk about power of prayer with cancer. How many times have we had instances where people said they prayed and their malady started to subside or they went into remission? I mean, I think the power of the mind and hope and the fight attitude and I think it could be very, very effective in somebody's treatment plan, having a positive attitude towards it. And I also think that you can make things worse by, you know, not being distracted and looking for, you know, every single thing that happens to you. You know, go to work, do your thing. Oftentimes the distraction, you know, makes you not think about every single issue. But I went through an episode, a medical episode, where I had some surgery and the doctor wanted to give me sulfa. And even though I've had sulfa multiple times, something made me tell him, I don't think I should take sulfa this time around. And he's like, why? Well, my mom's allergic to it, and I just have a feeling I'm allergic to it. I'm the doctor, not you today. I want you on sulfa, you know, just in case the surgery could have given you, you know, whatever. I want you on it. I had the worst reaction. My urine looked black. I got petechiae. I was bleeding underneath my skin. It was the worst. So that wasn't psychosomatic. That was real. Which is why I never accuse anybody of being a hypochondriac, because their issues might really be a medical issue. 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The censoring of content to the American people during a presidential election on social media giant Twitter and pushed by the federal government in weekly meetings was exposed by Elon Musk on Friday night with the release of some internal documents. Tennessee Senator Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox News calls out the government's dirty secrets.
You know, this really adds to what we already knew about Facebook, what we knew about Google, and how they would preference or suppress. It also gives us a lot of insight into what went into covering up the Hunter Biden story.
The South Korean military is reporting North Korea has violated a 2018 inter-Korean agreement that was intended to minimize tensions by firing 130 artillery rounds into the sea off both its east and west coasts Monday morning. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bye, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So as a physician, I want to make sure, and as an American, I want to make sure that the information you get is not biased. I don't want politics in our medicine. I don't want politics in our sports. I don't want politics in our economy. I don't want politics at all on our social media. I mean, I get that. I like the political memes, and I get there's news, but I don't want politics altering what you get. I don't want censorship based on this is left-leaning or right-leaning. And I don't want to think that the government could get their fingers into Netflix or my Facebook or my Twitter or Instagram. I want to know that the government is staying the hell out of it so that if news is coming my way on these platforms, it's not censored. It's not manipulated. Well, the bombshells that are being dropped by Elon Musk and Twitter is showing that the government did get involved. And Elon Musk is releasing evidence that the Biden administration pushed Twitter to censor conservatives and to hush the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, some of you might say, who cares about Hunter Biden? Who cares about that? This is significant to me because if we do have a president that did get kickbacks, you know, does have a relationship with what is, you know, seeming to be one of our larger potential enemies who we might be going to war with, that's a huge conflict of interest. And it's even bigger that if this stuff was found, it wouldn't be very easily readable. And so when the government can hush news, what makes America different from North Korea, from China, from these other countries that we do not want to be? So we're being told that a former FBI employee is going to take the hot seat after it was revealed that FBI officials had weekly meetings with Twitter prior to the 2020 election in order to, quote, censor the Hunter Biden laptop story. This being discussed by Fox News, since many other news outlets aren't covering it. Representative James Comer from Kentucky was on Fox and Friends, and he discussed why James Baker, a former FBI general counsel, previously involved in the Russia collusion investigation, will now likely face questioning before Congress after becoming Twitter's deputy counsel. He, as well as Vijaya Gadde, are the two most high-profile Twitter employees that we believe was behind the potential censorship. He said, my advice to them is prior to coming before the Oversight Committee in January, February, as quick as we can get them in front of the Oversight Committee, is they need to look very hard to try to find evidence as to why they suppressed this story. FBI officials reportedly met with Twitter employees weekly heading up to the 2020 election, briefing them on, quote, hack and leak operations pertaining to Hunter Biden. These warnings came ahead of Twitter censoring the New York Post bombshell report of Hunter Biden's business dealings found on his laptop, citing its hacked materials policy. At the time, the FBI had been in possession of his laptop for nearly a year. So according to Representative Comer, this was a cover-up at the highest levels of the government to protect Joe Biden. He said, let's remember what they're protecting here. They're protecting the laptop and the contents of the laptop, which show not only did Joe Biden know full well what his son and his brothers were doing with respect to influencing, peddling with their adversaries, but shows that Joe Biden was very involved with this effort, and this is something that should concern every American. So Elon Musk is, you know, doing these, as of this weekend, he started dropping these files. And Elon Musk actually got a little bit ticked off that New York Times wasn't covering it. Musk is calling it the Twitter files. Now, some people think it's a push for Twitter and it's getting people to come back to his platform and all that. Others are like, okay, this was long overdue. And so Elon Musk attacked the New York Times this weekend for not covering his expose of how Twitter executives were urged by Biden staff to delete tweets relating to contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. CBS, ABC, The Washington Post, he says, are also yet to cover this. So in response to the alleged lack of coverage from the Times, Musk described the newspaper as an unregistered lobbying firm for far-left politicians. Now, I don't know how involved the average person is with this whole Twitter thing and Hunter Biden thing, but the underlying, if you don't care about any of that, I care about it, but you don't have to. I mean, you know, that, I get it. You know, we got bigger fish to fry in our own personal lives. But the big issue here, and the reason why this is so important, is if you need to know something about, let's say, the COVID vaccine, and you have continual evidence that certain news outlets are going to be very filtered in terms of how they write something or how they cover it, that starts to make people nervous. When I saw news outlets saying we're not in a recession, despite what economists are saying, despite the definitions we learned in grade school, that starts to make you nervous. Because if we are in a recession, tell us. I mean, Biden's still president for the next couple of years. You don't have to help him, you know, get elected. He already was elected. Let's prepare the public. Let's have them, you don't have to panic them, but say, look, guys, these are some things we recommend. You know, in terms of spending, in terms of saving, in terms of, you know, if you really want to manage, and I look at America as, you know, maybe we need to manage it like a well-run company. You want your employees and your customers to do well. They come first, not the executives, not the board of directors. You want your employees and you want your customers to be happy, because if they are, that can make you very successful. So if we do have an economic issue or an economic crisis, or we have, let's say, some issues medically, you know, that are being reported with, let's say, a vaccine, even though they do, you know, it is a low percentage of vaccine injections, but still it's something that the public wants to know and they need to know, especially if they're high risk for blood clots or anything else that could be related. Then you want your constituents, you want America to know about it. But if the media says, look, we need the Democrats happy with us, or we need the Republicans happy with us, so we have to make sure that we are, you know, if media is run by money and advertising dollars, so they have to appeal to who that base is, then that's not news. It's fake. And so, you know, if really the government is telling our social media platforms, which everybody and their mother is on right now, to not allow certain stories to come out that might be really happening, I mean, you know, we might be going to war with China over Taiwan or over, you know, what happened with COVID, and, you know, or who knows. And we aren't privy to stuff that's pretty pertinent to that. So I do have a big problem with that. You know, I don't want hate speech. Trust me. You know, what the you know, swastika and a Jewish star was absolutely ridiculous. Stuff like that should not be, you know, promoted and shared. And I, you know, I hate speech, racism, bigotry, homophobia. This stuff I don't tolerate, and I don't think anybody tolerates. But if something happened in the news and there is something that is pretty significant that does involve our elected officials who we are hiring and we're spending money on with our tax dollars, we have every right to know that. 1-877-DELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So lung cancer, as you know, is still one of the most common cancers worldwide, but also extremely, extremely common is breast cancer. And we've made a lot of progress. We've gone leaps and bounds, but still, it is one of the top cancer killers in the world, as well as in America. So joining us next, who I'm really, really excited about, is Academy and Oscar-winning director Cynthia Wade, who is going to join us to talk to us about MBC Unspoken for metastatic breast cancer on a new digital platform to talk to us about what she and her family has gone through and just, you know, put this all together for us. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm a big fan. You do fantastic work, and for you to do this project is, we're grateful. We're grateful. Talk to us about what you're working on.
So
So NBC Unspoken is a collection of performances that I directed, and each performance is based on a real woman's experience with metastatic breast cancer. They're based on real interviews with women. I spoke to a lot of women, and then we crafted these performances and scripts around them. Performers take on the scripts, and each woman's experience is quite different. Each of the performances is about what that woman feels like she would want to say, but maybe feels like she hadn't been able to in the past. Something that was silent or overlooked, or sort of more in the shadows, brought into the light and with more voice to them. So it's a collection of performances, and it's on this website, NBCUnspoken.com.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, 1 in 8 women, and I think the number is even higher, can be at risk or can be afflicted with breast cancer. And what it does to, I mean, having cancer in and of itself is blows your mind what it does to, you know, what it could do to your body. But breast cancer especially is so traumatizing. Joining us with Cynthia is Jessica, who is a mom who has gone through this. Jessica, are you with us on the line as well?
I am here.
Man, Jessica, God bless you. I mean, you had a tough trial. Talk to us about what you went through.
Yeah. So I was originally diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer in 2018. I was 32 years old. I was 28 weeks pregnant, and I got the diagnosis, started chemo while pregnant, gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, and, you know, eventually got done with treatment, and then life went on, right? Then about a year later, in August of 2019, I got the diagnosis that my breast cancer has now spread to my brain, and I was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, honey.
And so I'm actually doing very well. I'm happy to be physically be here. So I've been navigating this metastatic breast cancer for roughly, let's say, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have you on, and do we know if the chemo's working?
Yes. I mean, the treatment is going well. But, you know, I know we're here today to talk about, you know, some of the things that we don't talk about. So a lot of people want to go there, right? They'll talk about treatment, or they'll talk about side effects. But some of the things that reason why I was drawn to this project is because they really made me think about what are things that, like, about my metastatic breast cancer diagnosis that, like, we don't talk about. And mm-hmm. that's definitely self-esteem, or more like self-body image, like how I feel about myself physically, emotionally, and intimacy. Mm-hmm. Like, how does metastatic breast cancer impact, you know, my relationship? I mean, I'm a 30-something-year-old, and it's still I mean, it doesn't matter your age, honestly, but, you know, it's still really important to make sure that that's a part of my everyday life.
It's true. You know, and it affects the family. It affects our partners. It affects our kids. And, you know, having family members who have had breast cancer, it's a process. And what both of you are working on, and your team is fantastic, because many people that go through cancer, they isolate. You know, people say, oh, we're here for you. But if they aren't going through the same thing, they can't necessarily relate. You guys are actually, you know, walking people through and highlighting some of the things that they're facing.
You got it. Yeah, that's really what we're trying to do is figure out different aspects that are unspoken, that we're not talking about, and share them so that people like myself with metastatic breast cancer are feeling left alone. Cause you're so right. Like, people are like, oh, well, I'm here for you. But it's like, they can't understand really truly what we're feeling inside about, like, ourselves and about that, our intimacy with our partners.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking
and so by
to Oscar-
sharing, mm-hmm. right.
We're speaking to Oscar winning director Cynthia Wade, as well as Jessica, who is a mom who is fighting metastatic breast cancer, a young mom. So, you know, Cynthia, it's very bold of you to do a project in the media with this, you know, with a lot of the pressures now in Hollywood and, I mean, the money it takes and the time it takes and the need to succeed. But you knew that something like this, there was a demand for it. There was a need for it. True?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, anytime I take on any kind of subject matter, I think about why is now the right time to tell the story? And I mean, there's clearly a real opportunity. If somebody like Jessica, who is in her 30s, who is a mother of a young child, who's married, who's been, you know, out of the blue, she's essentially out of the blue diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, right? She has been telling me that, like, if she can't bring her experience out into the light and for people to hear it, who else is? So this is really an opportunity to talk about the hard subjects like the intimacy. I mean, each one of these performances is different, right? So hers, a bed is in the middle of the stage and there's a dancer that's swirling around the bed, and it's based on her experience of, like, how does she even struggle to connect with her husband given everything that she's juggling? But each one of the women had a different theme. So, you know, when there's something at stake like this, it's something, of course, as a filmmaker and as a director, you want to be able to tell, because you want to be able to connect those stories to an audience.
So true. How can my listeners find out more information?
People can find out more information by going to mbcunspoken.com. That's mbcunspoken.com.
And it's beautiful. The video's on there. I really welcome everybody's seen. And we thank Gilead as well, you know, for their support of this, you know, segment and with their work. Cynthia, Jessica, God bless both of you. We're really grateful for you, and we can't wait to have you come back.
Well, thanks for having us. Thank you.
All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's when I was in medical school, we were taught that 1 in 2 of us were going to get breast cancer, or not breast cancer. 1 in 2 of us was going to get some sort of cancer. And 1 in 2, you're like, oh my God, what the hell is that? Now, some of them, it could be a small skin cancer. It could be a tumor that doesn't necessarily metastasize. So but cancer is so much more common than we think. And, you know, the screening we talk about, I know you guys get sick of me talking about screenings and getting your colonoscopy and your mammogram and prostate cancer screening and all that. But I got to tell you, you know, how I look at life is I'm not fearful of getting the cancer. What I'm fearful of is somebody saying, you had that spot or you had that lump and you didn't do anything about it for years, and we could have done something back then. You know, and look at how Jessica was in her 30s when it happened to her. Don't wait till you're of the age where, you know, public officials say, okay, now you could screen. If something doesn't seem right, you get yourself screened immediately. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too.
a challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.